This poem, this next poem, is called Grace, and it's for Jim Welch and for my friend Darlene Wind. And I wrote it, part of it, I started on a plane flying up to North Dakota this spring, flying over Iowa City. And when I went to school in Iowa City, it was two of the most difficult years in my life. And I suppose somehow I was trying to find grace. I suppose I still am. Anyway, this poem is called Grace. And Rabbit, like Coyote, is trickster with my tribe. Grace. I think of Wind and her wild ways, the year we had nothing to lose and lost it anyway in the cursed country of the fox. We still talk about that winter, how the cold froze imaginary buffalo on the stuffed horizon of snowbanks, the haunting voices of the starved and mutilated broke fences, crashed our thermostat dreams, and we couldn't stand it one more time. So once again we lost a winter in stubborn memory, walked through cheap apartment walls, skated through fields of ghost into a town that never wanted us in the epic search for grace. Like Coyote, like Rabbit, we could not contain our terror and clowned our way through a season of false midnights. We had to swallow that town with laughter, so it would go down easy as honey, and one morning as the sun struggled to break ice, and our dreams had found us with coffee and pancakes in a truck stop along Highway 80, we found grace. I could say Grace was a woman with time on her hands, or a white buffalo escaped from memory, but in that dingy light it was a promise of balance. We once again understood the talk of animals, and spring was lean and hungry with the hope of children and corn. I would like to say, with grace, we picked ourselves up and walked into the spring thaw. We didn't. The next season was worse. You went home to Leech Lake to work for the tribe, and I went south and Wind. I am still crazy. I know there is something larger than the memory of a dispossessed people. We have seen it. I'm real proud. They just published that in the Leech Lake, the newspaper at the Leech Lake tribe. So.